Thank you. So, how about a round of applause for William Coulter? Thank you. Well, we're going to start out with a song called Martinmas Time that I got from the singing of Andy Irvine. And it's one of these cross-dressing songs that I like so much. Woman is, these soldiers are trying to abduct her, so she dresses herself up as a boy and escapes with her maidenhood. So I believe that's a good thing. Thank you. So I'm going to do a song now. It's a song I got from a man called Frank Hart. He lives in Dublin. He has a great collection of songs, but he claims to have 24,000 songs on the tip of his tongue. So, and this one is called She Is Like the Swallow. So I'm joined here by Niall Valley on the concertina. and Robbie Overson on the guitars.
Thanks very much. We're going to have a couple of tunes this time. These are two jigs. The first one of these is a wee tune I wrote myself a few years ago. And it's sort of, it sat there for a long time without a name. And it's a funny thing about the names of tunes, and they're generally completely irrelevant and you know, and meaningless, like, until you can't think of one. And you have to call it something, like, so. This particular one, lay without the name until I was having dinner one night with a friend of mine that lives up in New York. And he happened to ask during the meal, had I ever eaten hedgehog before? And as it turned out, I hadn't. But apparently, when he was a young fella, he'd seen a TV show, some sort of a survival special type thing, which showed you how, you know, if you were stuck in the wilderness somewhere and you were completely starving and there's nothing to eat but hedgehogs, how you might prepare one. An enterprising young fellow that he was, he had to do it, like, so. So what you do is just, you know, just in case you're ever stuck in the wilderness somewhere and you're completely starving and there's nothing but hedgehogs, you get the hedgehog and you roll it around in the patch of mud and it was completely covered in the mud, and you put it in the fire and cook it, and when it's done, the mud will have all hardened up, and you crack it open, crack open the mud, and the spines all come off in the mud, and seemingly the hedgehog looks like a wee pig, and you eat it then. So now you know. But this being California, there is of course a vegetarian alternative. It's just more difficult to get it just exactly right in the cooking. The thing is, you have to cook it for a bit shorter, like, so you take the hedgehog off earlier so that when you crack open the mud, the hedgehog is still alive. And the hedgehog will sort of scurry off into the undergrowth, hopefully, and you eat the mud. So there. Anyway, the tune ended up being called Emmett's Hedgehog. And there's another one after that, a Scottish tune written by a fellow called Roddy MacDonald, and it's called The Last Tango in Harris. Thank you.
to do a song now, written by Gene Ritchie, the great Appalachian singer. It's a song called One I Love, and it's basically a little love song, only the difference is that it's happy. So there's not too many of those.
Love for you.
Thank you. Robbie's going to play you a tune now.
No animals are going to be harmed during the course of this set. Unless a fly comes in or anything like that. I'm going to start off with a slow air from Belfast called My Lag and Love. I'm going to finish off with a tune I wrote myself. And it's just really expanding on what Niall was saying earlier about titles for tunes. I got a call one day saying that that tune of yours, Sharon Shannon wants to record it, so you better think of the name of it quickly. So I said, okay. So I sat down and I was going to call it Come All Ye Brave Young Woodlice, but it didn't really work out that well. So I was sitting playing it at home, and my daughter was about 11 months old at the time, came crawling into the room, and she picked a box of matches up from the fireplace while I was playing and started shaking them in time to the tune. And the matches were made by a company called Maguire and Patterson, so I called the tune Maguire and Patterson after the matches. And if she had picked up the other box, the tune would have been called Zip the Long Burning Firelighter. So fate played a hand in that for me as well, to give it such a snazzy title. Anyway, My Lag and Love first. Thank you.
we're going to do one more song in this set, and then we're going to take a little break and have about a gallon of the wine each. we're going to do a song called The Ballad of Accounting. It's a Ewan McCall, it's a great protest song. Okay, so we'll see you probably in about 15-20 minutes. Start this half out with a song called The Pastures of Plenty. It's that's very good. Great, I don't need to talk now. Robbie just said it's a miracle. Meaning that I don't need to talk. A song that talks about the migrant workers that moved over to California during the Depression. Actually, you probably know a lot more about Woody Guthrie than I do. Road. Thanks very much. Thank you. I'm going to do a song now called Shamrock Shore, and it's a song, another one of the songs I got from Frank Hart, the fella I was talking about earlier with the big tongue. And this song, I lost my train of thought now because I was thinking about the tongue. What does that mean?
Well, because you're Freud, isn't it, tonight, really?
Arabian sons of Erythrae, I hope you will attend a while to the walls of dear old Ireland. I'm going to relay. It was black and cursed was the day when our parliament was taken away. All our griefs and sufferings will answer for all that day. Our hardy sons and daughters fair to other countries must repair and leave their native land behind. Brought by fire and emigrate across the sea. That sore oppressed island that they call the Shamrock Shore. John Bullibos, he laughs with scorn, and he says that Irish man is born to be always discontented for at home. We'll banish the tyrants from our land, and in harmony life's sisters stand to demand the rights of Ireland. Let the soil light to be, and our parallel better college green, for to assemble it will be seen. Happy days in Erin's Isle, we soon will have once more. Dear old Ireland soon will be a great and glorious country. Thanks very much.
Where have you been all along, summer's day? Some tell it unto me. I'll fish you down a pile in the fields and in the park. I'm weary, mother, let me be. I'm weary, mother, let me. Blood on your right shoulder, son, tell it unto me. Tis the blood of a hare that to give a test to take. I kill most manfully, I kill most manfully. Blood of a hare, it would never be so wet. Son, tell it unto me. Tis the blood of a boy that to give a test to take. I kill most manfully, I kill most manfully. What was between yourself and the boy? Son, tell it unto me. For there was the cutting down of a rod that never would come to a tree, never would come to a tree. Jack finds out, son, tell it unto me. I will put my foot on board of a ship and fall away. Sail to a foreign country, sail to a foreign country. What will you do with your lovely wedded wife? Son, come tell it unto me. She shall put your foot on board of a ship and follow me. Two fine babes, son, tell it unto me. I'll give one to my father and the other to my mother to keep them company, to keep them company. Mercy. what will you do in the winter of your life? So tell it on to me, like a sagging in the rock, I'll bend in the wind and pray for the God's mercy. Pray for the God's mercy. Very much, thank you.
Well, we've come to the end of the evening here, so we'd like to thank Bob especially for bringing us here. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, and thank you to Julia down there on the sound. It's great, thank you. So, this is Robbie Overson on the guitars. Niall Valley on the concertina.
Karen Fieser.
Thanks very much. Thank you. And thank you, of course, to William Coulter there earlier on for opening up. Thank you. And to yourselves for coming out tonight. Thank you. Okay. Hopefully it won't be too long before we're back in this part of the world. We're going to leave you with a song called The Song of Choice. It's a Peggy Seeger song. Okay, thank you.
Early every year the seeds are growing. Unseen and heard they lie beneath the ground. Would you know showing that with weed all your garden will abound. If you close your eyes, stop your ears, close your mouth, how can you know? The seeds you cannot see may not be there. The seeds you cannot hear may never grow. In January you still got the choice. Cut the weeds before they start to bud. If you leave them to grow higher, they'll silence your voice. In December, you make way with your blood. Close your eyes, stop your ears, close your mouth, and sing it slow. Let others take the lead, and you'll bring up the beer, and later you can say you didn't know. Every day, another vulture takes flight. There's another dinner born every morning. In the darkness of your blindness, the beast will learn to bite. How can you fight if you can't recognize a warning? Close your eyes, stop your ears, close your mouth and take it slow. Let others take the lead and you bring up the fear. And later you can say you didn't know. Today you may earn a living wage. Are it's them, not you, that's fallen into a hole? Too late for the knife. If you leave them on the wind,
tidings. Your eyes stop your ears, cause your mind, they're never there. And if it happens here, they'll never come for you, because they know you really didn't care. Your eyes stop your ears, cause your mind, they're never there. Thanks very much. Thank you. Thanks very much. But thanks very much. You're very good. Thank you. So we'll do a song called "The Craig and White Hair." It's a Tyrone song, and the woman in it, she's a witch, and she's been persecuted, so she changes herself into a hare and runs all over the county of Tyrone and escapes. So we'd like to leave you with a true story.
She flies through the air. He would travel the country, but none could compare with the pride of a Craig and a funny white hair. One fine Sunday morning, as you may suppose, a red golden sun o'er the green mountain rose. Well, he called the cattle down and did loudly declare, "Today I'll put an end to the Craig and white hair." And he searched through the lowlands and down through the glen, the green rushes where the white hair returns. The last coming over the bog and so bare, from the isle of white thistle out jumped the white hair. And he gave a great yelp, and his dog she slipped too, swift as the wind o'er the green mountain blue. The dog soon came back, which made poor Barney sigh. He knew that the white hair had bitten goodbye. Sportsman down from the bomb ride, Quickstown and Gannon and also the Moy. The bed free rails, they came from afar, giving them to the Craigan in the prime motor car. And down through the lowlands, these sons when did go to search for the white hen, they try time though. The last party colours, it came on its lair, shouted up to the huntsman, here lies the white hare. When they called in the greyhounds from off the green lea, Barney and the huntsman, they jumped high with glee. The hunter band, they got gathered about, seven men and nine dogs did the poor hare surround. To tremble with fear, stood on a high ledge, she rose her big ears. Frizzled her toes and with one gallant spring, glided over the greyhounds and broke through the ring. All the cheers did went on, it was a beautiful view, swift as the wind o'er the green mountain blue. The bird free greyhounds, they didn't get far, came back and went home in their fine. And now to conclude and to finish my rhyme, I hope you'll excuse me for wasting your time. The son of the monster will carry for fair, be a jolly good help to the Craig and White Hare.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Thank you. Good night now. Hopefully we see you again soon. Okay.